Speaking of nailing it, did you see? Oh, you must see. And listen to Mike Pompeo's speech. He is the Secretary of State. A vast improvement over Sec of State 1.0, Rex Tillerson. Did you see what he did? Oh, my gosh. It was awesome. Mike Pompeo went to the site, the very site, the actual site, and stood on it of Obama's Muslim apology tour, the beginning of it, in Cairo, Egypt, remember? Where he stood there, defended radical Islam, blamed America for our own deaths and murders at the hands of radical Islam, said we lost our mind after 9/11, but we were resetting things. We now recognize that these Islamic countries, every one of them who sat there, harbors terrorists. We now understood that they were right and we were wrong. Mike Pompeo took it all back. And then some. It is today's most epic of epic rants. It was the ultimate massive diss on Obama. Literally, Obama must be shaking watching this. I'd want to lose my mind if I were him, which makes it just wonderful. Here's Mike Pompeo laying it all out, setting the record straight.
The age of self-inflicted American shame is over, and so are the policies that produce so much needless suffering. Now comes the real new beginning. In just 24 months, actually less than 2 years, the United States under President Trump has reasserted its traditional role as a force for good in this region. We've learned from our mistakes. We've rediscovered our voice. We've rebuilt our relationships. We've rejected false overtures from our enemies. Under new leadership, America has confronted the ugly reality of radical Islamism.
Ooh, yeah. And if you're Obama, it went downhill from there. This is how the Fox News article on this describes what he did. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Thursday launched an astonishing, use that word, astonishing rebuke of former President Barack Obama's foreign policy at the site of Obama's famous speech in the Muslim world, which was his first big foreign policy speech, declaring that the age of self-inflicted American shame is over. Pompeo, well, not mentioning Obama by name, said, quote, "It was here in this city another American stood before you and told you that radical Islamist terrorism does not stem from ideology. He told you that 9/11 led my country to abandon its ideals, particularly in the Middle East. He said at the American University in Cairo, he told you that the United States and the Muslim world needed a new beginning. The results of these misjudgments have been dire," he said. As Obama, you know, and it's true, as Obama stood there in Cairo at the American University, there was no caliphate. No caliphate existed in the Middle East. Yet just a short 4.5 years later, there would be a caliphate 40,000 strong on the border between Syria and Iraq, from which they planned their war against the West. I mean, it's stunning what they accomplished under Obama, something they'd never done before. They could not control territory. They didn't own territory. They were on the run. We gave it to them, practically. Pompeo said that under Obama, the U.S. abandoned its allies and was timid about asserting itself. The U.S., quote, grossly underestimated the tenacity and viciousness of radical Islamism, he said, using that term over and over, and kept silent as Iranians tried to rise up against the regime in Tehran. That was an Islamic regime. Pompeo also criticized Obama-era policy for, quote, wishful thinking that led us to look the other way as Hezbollah built up weaponry in Lebanon. Then Pompeo said, quote, "The good news is this. The age of self-inflicted American shame is over, and so are the policies that produced so much needless suffering. Now comes the real new beginning," he said. "We have rediscovered our voice. We have rebuilt our relationships. We have rejected false overtures from enemies. And look at what we have accomplished together." Yeah, they decimated the caliphate in less than 2 years. It was astonishing. Defeated ISIS in less than 2 years. Media might not have told you that, but that doesn't mean they didn't do it. At least in terms of them having territory. They're still out there. They always will be. But they're on the run again, as they were when Obama took office and called themselves Al-Qaeda.